The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Whatley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey folks, it's me, Ben. I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everybody, my name is Fred, and I play Edward Drake Worthington III, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everyone, it's Mike Lane here. I am playing Nicholas Whatley, the Eldritch Plugger, and my pronouns are he, him.
I am Steph, and I don't know how to follow that up.
What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are she, her, and I play Clara Carter, Mare of Dragons.
Boy, we're starting early today.
Do you want me to say that like normal instead of
no.
Okay?
Okay. No.
It's perfect, just the way it was.
Okay. God. Oh my god. So let's do some housekeeping. All right, let's do some housekeeping. It has been some time since we've refreshed HP, and so I would like for both Whatley and Ben to give yourself one hit point recovery. Clara, you can actually recover all of your hit points right now. So if you're missing any, you can just zippity-doo-dah those right back. And let's talk about luck. So luck recovery happens at the start of each session of play, and each of you is going to make a luck recovery roll. So the way that you do this is you're going to roll a D100, and if the roll is higher than your current luck score, you're going to add 2d10 plus 10 to your luck score. If the roll is equal to or less than your present luck score, you're going to add 1d10 plus 5 luck points, okay? You cannot exceed 99 luck points, and these luck points are brought to you by our gracious patrons. Thank you so much for spending time with us and helping us support the stream and the podcast by helping us pay our editors and pay for our music. We really, really appreciate it. If you are not supporting us on Patreon and you would like to, you can go to our Twitter bio and the link to our Patreon is right there. It is one of the best ways to support the podcast outside of telling everyone that you know that this podcast is good, and then grabbing their phone away from them, subscribing and making those downloads, putting 5-star ratings and reviews on every single place that will accept one from you. Yeah, that's it. And then other than that, that's the best way to support the show.
This luck roll was brought to you by Thomas Stanley, aka the Nerdly King, Kenneth Cruz, Angela Tracy, Kevin Etifa, Daniel Andrelick, Dan Wheeler, Mr. Lane, Travis Wilhelm, hey, it's Hannah, Jeffrey Ward, Aaron Still, Balui, Craig Hart, Andrea Davos, Veronica C.R. Washington Ramos, Jonah Eisenstock, Yoreen Hattink, Sean Liu, Julian Sipek.
So how do these luck recoveries turn out for you
guys?
Well,
it was pretty good. I rolled under my luck score, but thankfully I have one of Bellamy's luck dice with me still. So I was still able to roll 2d10, and I just added up a little bit, and I am up to 82 luck points.
Wonderful. 82 is a good number.
It is. It's pretty good.
Okay. Speaking of 82, I'm continuing my trend of wasting low rolls on luck and rolled an 11, but I rolled a 5 plus 5 to add it up, and it also comes to 82.
Nice. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's lucky.
This is exciting. As we're getting ready to go into episode 13, I am very excited for how this is working out. Who's next?
Well, speaking about 82, that is definitely not the number of luck points I have, because I have 99 luck points, so ooh. I didn't roll. I didn't get to spend any luck points as I was dying most of the last two episodes. So I am ready to go. Ready to.
That sounds cruel.
I'm ready to get plugged, baby.
Well, I didn't roll so great. So I got 3 + 5 = 8. So I'm sitting at a measly 85 luck points.
At you.
Y'all are oof. Just rolling in the luck today, so I'm very excited to be taking advantage of these lucky rolls from all of you. And again, thanks so much to our patrons. I wanted to say really quickly, so next week we are doing episode 13, and we would love for you, the podcast listeners, to come out and hang out with us on Sunday night. So I am going to be giving away a Nighthawk and the Crows t-shirt ooh. To one of the awesome people that comes out and supports us. So please be sure to come out to the stream on Sunday. So we'll be doing episode 13. And we usually start between 8 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, yeah, be excited to give you guys a cool free t-shirt if you can win it. So anyways, that's next week. Be sure to be here. And, yeah.
Fun.
Exciting stuff.
Hell yeah.
I think I only have those in large, medium, and extra large, though, just so you know. Just so we're being clear. I want to be upfront about that. I think that's all I've got. What do we do next? Do we just get into the show? Like, just ooh, do it?
Let me throw out really fast that for some reason that I can't comprehend, even though my little home device is on, like, do not disturb, it still pops up in 5 minutes to tell me that John needs to set the table and scares the ever-loving shit out of me. And so if I am, for some odd reason, unmuted, or do you see me just suddenly shake like a leaf, that's what happened.
Okay.
We won't just worry about you.
Okay. We must do everything we can to make sure Mike is not unmuted in the next 5 minutes.
Constantly have Wattley talking. So be always interacting with him. Yeah, we gotta start with Wattley.
That being said, Wattley.
Oh, no.
So you are watching as Edward gets into the bowl, and this pile of goo has transformed into this woman's shape. You can understand that this is Clem in some sort of different form, but you can understand from her voice and demeanor that it's definitely this person or being that you've seen and known before. So you don't have to roll sanity. So that's a really big plus. Let me know what you do, if anything, at this point.
Well, I mean, she did just chew me out, so I'm going to just be looking at my feet sheepishly.
When you look at your feet, roll spot hidden.
Ninety-seven.
Oh. So what you don't notice is that as Clara in her dragon form is now, you know, seeing that Edward is being taken care of, Clem is obviously pushing him into the bowl. He's there. Something is about to happen. You don't notice that you're about to step into some kind of like gill or opening into some sort of like sack. So you step into this sack, and I'd like you to roll dexterity for me.
Ooh, 86. Can I use 11 points of luck to make that a success?
Sure you can. Yes, of course. Absolutely. Unfortunately, without an extreme success, I'm kidding. Yeah. So yeah, you can use luck, and you can just narrowly miss hopping into this little pustule of ooze that's just at the back of her like kind of like where the back of her cheeks would be. So if you were thinking about in your human form, this might be like part of your lymphatic system, like just right behind and under your jaw. And you notice that there is this like boiling noise and sound coming from her.
Do I notice anything unusual about it beyond what you've just described, or?
Clara, what do you, you have this sensation and feeling like you're having heartburn. What do you do with your body?
I think I would sort of take a step back from the lighthouse and turn my head. And so I'm not facing the lighthouse, and maybe like give a cough, see if it kind of like, you know, kind of get that uncomfortable feeling out.
Watley, roll dodge.
Oh my God, what is going on? 90.
Gosh. 90 for dodge? What would you need to roll? Or I mean, how much luck would you need to spend to make that a success?
I need to get it down to 38, so a bit.
Okay. Did you wanna spin that down?
No.
Okay. Watley, Clara kind of pulls her body down, and she releases this cough. And as she does this, kind of the steam rolls back over her scales and toward you. And you don't see this coming. And so there is this kind of a wind of acid and darkness that envelops your body, and you take 28 points of damage.
Ouch. That hurt.
That was a painful cough.
For you or me?
Mostly just you, apparently.
Clara, you feel so much better. You're so glad you got that out of your system.
Thank goodness. Has Watley passed out or anything? Or is he still just on my back? Am I conscious of this?
Roll spot hidden.
Okay.
And you would need a hard success on this.
Well, that's a 63, and just a regular success would have to be a 26, so.
Okay. Because you're not specifically trying to reach out to Watley, and your mind is preoccupied with what's kind of happened up there, your queenly dragon senses do not allow you to notice such a trivial thing happening behind you.
And how am I feeling now that Abuela's gone?
You certainly feel like you've lost something, but at the same time, you feel like you were over encumbered for a long time, and now you feel like you're just walking with no rucksack on you. You feel yourself and only yourself. Kind of a weight that you didn't realize that you had.
Okay. So I will turn to Clem and say, can you get this lit? Do I need to move on?
Yes, why don't you go and find Max and find out what the next lighthouse needs to be? I've got Edward from here.
Okay. And I will take off, and I'm assuming I have good vision as a dragon.
That's a pretty good assumption.
Okay, so I want to sort of take a lookout for Max, but also reach out to him in our mind via that connection and see if I can reach him that way.
Roll power.
Oh, wow. That's an 11 out of 95, which is an extreme success.
Okay, great. Max, you feel sort of almost like how a migraine or a headache starts at the base of your neck and kind of whooshes forward. You feel that, but it's like a warm and nice sensation as you feel Clara try to touch out and talk to you. You can accept that, or you can kind of put up a wall for that. That's totally your choice.
So as Max is feeling this, him and H-Bone are currently in the Jeep driving, moto surfing. And I'm going to go ahead and just put a little thing in the chat for folks in case some folks aren't old enough or young enough to remember this one. So to physically describe it, I am basically, I have set the Jeep to cruise control. I am standing on the seat, and H-Bone is standing in the passenger seat, upright. We are standing up, the hood is off, and each of us, we are pretending to surf, going, whoa! And as I feel this basically this brain call coming in, I go, H-Bone, I gotta take this, here, and I out of the seat, back seat of the Jeep, I hand him a paddle, paddle us to shore, and I get back down to drive the Jeep, like regular, you know, take cruise control off, and then basically kind of double tap my forehead to answer the call. Max speaking, who is this?
Who do you think? It's Clara.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on? Hey, did you get that other one lit?
They're working on it. Where are you?
Oh, I'm, doing, I'm out. I got, Bellamy's lit. She's all good, so the only ones left is yours.
Okay. Do you need to meet me there? Do you want me to pick you up? I can just fly straight there.
Yeah, you go ahead and fly straight there. Where's Watley?
Where was Watley?
So she says all of this, as though she's totally lost track of him. Claire, you can try and, like, sense out for him if you'd like to do that, to find him. Max, you could also do that.
Yeah, at this point, I'd like to kind of, like, see if I feel anything on my shoulders, or, gosh, did I remember seeing him on the lighthouse?
You remember that he was there before you had this indigestion issue, but then you kind of remember, like, that he definitely wasn't there after that. So maybe he fell off. Who could say?
Hold on, Max. I would like to pull Clem into our mind call, if I can.
I'm extraordinarily busy right now, please.
Okay, just...
And you feel disconnected.
Okay, I was gonna tell her to keep an eye out for Watley. If I'm being honest, I don't know where he is. He was on my back.
Okay, so he was there. Is he still there?
You know how scales are, like...
No idea.
Okay, well, you know, it's not like skin, it's...
Whole thing kind of hinges on him.
But he doesn't have a lighthouse. Do we need...
No, but he's going to cast the spell. So we kind of need him around to do it.
Okay. Hold, please.
Okay, I'm hold. Okay.
And I'm going
sure
to...
Thing, Mayor.
I'm going to land, and then I want to kind of crane my neck around to see if I see Watley on my back.
Yeah, he's definitely not there.
Yeah, he's not on me, Max. He might still be at Edward's lighthouse. Do we need him at my lighthouse?
You'll probably be okay at your lighthouse. It just needs your essence or something. It needs you to do something. You probably just put your hand in there or something. Hopefully you can fit in there as in your dragon form. If you can't, you might need to...
I'm pretty big.
Yeah, you might need to change it up. I don't know. Come on. I figured out Bellamy's no problem. I just looked at it and it worked, so...
Yeah, I got this.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Get it? Wing. Anyway.
I'm sorry. What?
I said I'll wing it, Max.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I got wings.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to go to my lighthouse.
Okay, bye. Double tap. Forehead. Hang up.
Edward.
Do I see Whatley in the tower with us?
No, he's not in the tower with you.
So I did not see the exchange of him being covered in a breath of acid or something along those lines.
Yeah, no. So Clara had like sunken down to ground level when she does this to kind of like burp or cough up what that is. And so everything happened well below you. And so he had taken damage from that acid and then also from the very long drop down to the ground afterwards.
I look at Clem and I say, is Clem with me?
Yeah, she's there.
Okay. I look at Clem and I say, okay, what do I do now?
I think you have to be okay with becoming something that perhaps you never thought you could be or didn't want to be.
I really think that's what this whole journey's been about, Clem. I've learned so much about, well, who I was not, I guess, and who I am now. I just need you to show me how.
Okay, this is just a guess, so I guess try to pour yourself into this. Put your hands on it and just try to cast your soul and being into it.
Okay, I'll give that a try. Now, am I inside the bowl currently?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where we left you last time.
And just so I have an understanding, is it like the size of a bathtub? Am I kind of like able to sit in it?
Yeah, you could definitely sit in it. It's not the depth of a bathtub, but it is certainly that large in like circumference, right? Like a really big garden tub, but more shallow.
Okay. So I will sit down kind of like with my legs crossed and I'll put my hands together onto my lap and I will just start focusing on myself, utilizing my powers just to kind of feel the energy flowing from me. And I try to pour my energy into this bowl.
Okay. I'd like you to roll a D100 for me and let me know the result, please.
Okay. 12, 10 plus 2.
Okay. So as you have your hands on the edge of this copper bowl, you are instantly reminded of forging this bowl yourself. And these memories of creating this lighthouse start flooding back into you. And you watch as your hands and your flesh start to meld into this bowl. And there's a voice inside of you that says,
I can make you anew if you would like. I can help you and sustain you through such a horrific fate, if that is your wish.
Ezra, is that you?
My name is Abuela.
Sorry, your voices are so similar.
They really are, yes.
Okay, Abuela. I know you've been there for Clara, and let's do this.
As you wish.
And as your flesh begins to sort of fall and decay off of you, you feel something spreading from inside of your rib cage all around you. As Abuela begins to graft herself onto your bones, and as your bones sort of
dissipate and go into this bowl, and you can feel this fire rising up in you. The bowl erupts in flame, and you are standing in it. Do you want to look at your body?
What do I see?
When you look at your body, you just see a large wooden skeleton. It just looks like a really beautifully sculpted, lifelike skeleton made out of some sort of ancient wood.
I think at first I'm probably a little taken aback, you know, flesh decaying and sloughing off, and then seeing Abuela kind of take over those areas, kind of, like you said, making me whole again. But at this point in my kind of awareness of everything that's going on, I don't think I'm going to be shocked. I think I'm going to just start flexing what used to be my muscles, I guess, and see how they respond to me.
Before you do that, roll sanity.
Damn it. I was trying to get away from that. Doesn't faze me. Okay, 15.
Okay. Instead of losing your mind, you push your hands out as you make this like big flex. I'd like you to roll a d10 for me and let me know the result.
One.
Okay, roll 2d10.
Is this that bad? Do you want me to roll like two together or roll one more on top of the one
just roll one more on top of that?
80.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what these numbers mean.
That's perfect because I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
So as you kind of take all of this in and understand you've been made anew, where you would have had flesh before and it doesn't exist, you know that you can regenerate and grow something back. Do you choose to grow back a new muscle, cardiovascular system? Do you make yourself brand new?
So I understand better. Currently, I have a fully operating, like, plant exoskeleton body, right? Like, I am able to survive with this. I'm currently breathing and I'm able to move. Do I have that understanding?
Okay, so imagine you are in a science class and there in the back closet is a human skeleton. That's what you have. And so your joints are pulled together. The only way that you're actually able to move is because there is a manipulation happening where Abuela is like basically taking what you want to do and making your parts move to do those things. But you don't have a face. You have nothing.
Oh, so I'm horrific. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. You're not Groot.
Oh, shit. Oh, there goes all my Groot dreams out the window. Okay. So I am essentially a skeleton that is able to move because of Abuela. She is keeping me together. And I now have the option of returning all of the flesh. I have no other options.
You can try anything.
Is there a way for me to, when making myself whole, tap into Abuela and mixing both Abuela and my new anatomy together? Maybe like, you know, as a revenant, as like being reborn or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm thinking like Tree of Life. I'm coming back as something different, almost not like evolved, but maybe in a sense. And because Abuela's with me now, I just feel like she's currently able to keep me together. And now we're coming back together.
Yeah. So give me two rolls. I want you to roll anatomy for me so that you kind of know what it is that you want to improve and do. And then I'd like you to roll a power to make sure that you can do it.
Okay, so I rolled a 32 on anatomy, and an extreme success is 12, so I'm going to use 20 luck points because I have 99 bringing me down to 79. So anatomy, extreme success, and then you said power roll?
That's right.
Okay, so this is going to be a 29 out of a 65, which is a hard success of 32.
Okay, great. So you're able to do what you want to do to create this new body. And as you flex and make these changes to yourself, you push out onto St. Paxton Island in different directions, but you can actually channel and tell that you have created 9 phylacteries as the Lich of St. Paxton Island.
Just for myself and the listeners, a phylactery is essentially a portion of my life essence, and if I were to be destroyed, as long as the phylacteries are still around, then technically I will not be wholly destroyed and can come back.
That's correct.
Excellent. For the listeners.
That's why I wanted you to have more than one.
I have 9 lives, essentially.
It'd be so lame.
And you use the term Lich of St. Paxton specifically. Just wanted to point that out. All right.
Okay, so.
Last question.
Go ahead.
Is my physical appearance the exact same it was prior to this event, or do I look different now?
That's totally your call.
I feel like I do want to come out slightly changed. Maybe subtle. But I feel like, with your permission, I would like to have very subtle Groot-esque features that might, you know, come out in certain areas that I might have maybe some kind of bark skin in certain areas. You know, maybe my limbs and fingers are a little bit longer, you know, branch or twig-like, but still extremely attractive and sexy.
I have loved watching Ben's reaction. It's been very good.
He gets to have all of this cool stuff with Bellamy, and you know, I'm just asking for a little.
Just asking for a little bitty more abs, you know.
Fucking hot guy arms race over here now.
All right. Watley.
Oh boy.
Lying on the ground, covered in what you can only feel and describe as a liquid form of death itself, as it seeps through your flesh and you can feel it as it churns away at your being. Let me know what you do to help yourself, if anything at all.
So I am, like, in a puddle of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would like to create a portal and pull myself out of that.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can just do that.
Okay. For my next step, I would like to use regeneration on me.
Okay. Yeah, so you can roll power to just do that.
Excellent. Oh my god, thank you. 11 out of 95.
Perfect. So yeah, you can begin regeneration and you can feel yourself healing. Essentially, what's going to happen is over the next couple of hours in like St. Paxton time, you will fix yourself, but it's not going to be immediate for you because this is like 2/3 of your life that you're trying to kind of piece back together here. And so where are you going as you begin to heal? Where are you staying here?
Well, now that I'm down on the ground, I definitely look up to see the status of Edward.
You can see that his lighthouse is lit from down there.
The mayor of dragons has flown off without me.
Yeah.
And no one else is around.
Mm-hmm.
Do I vaguely know where the epicenter of these lighthouses would be on St. Paxton?
So you're looking to be in the middle of these?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could just do that from, you know, having general knowledge. You have more knowledge of the landscape of the island than probably any of the other people in your party.
What's there?
What's there?
Yeah.
That's a great question, Mike. One I'm glad you've asked. You know that it's a really big park. Children's park. Swing sets, slides, things like that. Walking trails.
So as I start to kind of, you know, use that spell to stitch myself back together, I will slowly limp my way to that park.
Okay. Roll navigate.
Oh, all right. I got a 25 and I needed a 20. So I'm going to use 5 points of luck.
Okay.
Make this work.
So the only reason I had you roll navigate is because it would take you much longer, right, to use the streets and sidewalks and stuff to get there. So you're going to be able to, like, cut across fields and pastures and things like that to get there much quicker. So you are set as far as getting to that epicenter. Max, you guys are still going to the library, right? Oh, wait, you're still on the phone with Clara. Sorry.
Yeah. Hi. Yes. Clara, are you still there? Hello. Did you hang up?
No, I'm here. What do you need?
Oh, okay. So if Watley's not with you, then I guess he's still at the Edwards. Well, if you're gonna light yours up, you'll be fine. I'm sure everything will go great at yours. You got this.
I know. I think you should go get Watley.
I think so too, and I can't remember if he said it's like a star, like a pentagram thing where he has to be at a certain point, or if he's got to be in the center. So, shit, I don't know. I'll go. Hey, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, H-Bone. Do you remember in the book if he needs to be at like a star formation or in the epicenter?
Star. Yeah.
Star, right, okay, here. Good.
And he opens up the book so you can see that drawing.
Oh, you have it with you. Oh, awesome. Did you check that out? Did you ask to check that out?
I'm a bad boy. I didn't check anything out.
Damn right you didn't. That's Path of the Renegade shit. Okay, so we're going to get Watling. We're going to get him in a star formation. So we're going to we're going to head over to we'll get it together. You just light your lighthouse. What's up?
Does he need to be in place before I light mine?
Nah, I think if we just turn... Hold on, real quick. Hey, H-Bone, do we just need to turn the lighthouses on, and then it's basically he gets, like, juiced up, like he's plugged, like he's like a toaster plugged into the wall, dropped in a hot tub?
I guess.
Guessing's good enough for me. Yeah, so you just worry about lighting yours up, and then, yeah, don't worry about waiting. Just turn it on.
Okay, perfect. I'm on way.
Excellent. Okay. I can never tell if I hang these things up. Anyway, H-Bone, hey,
Yeah.
Go ahead and drive to the spot we need to be at. I will be able to sense where you're supposed to be through the ground, I guess. I could try anyway. And then me and Big Dubs is gonna meet you there.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Great, okay. Grab the wheel and then Max will, like, literally just tuck and roll out of the car, and as he hits the ground, he's going to use his ground teleport to go to Edward's lighthouse.
Beautiful. So you do this, and you can actually sense and feel Watley as he's going in the direction of the center of where these lighthouses are.
So I will get ahead of him a little bit, and then is Watley walking, or did he teleport?
He's walking.
Okay. I will pop up in front of him out of the ground.
Roll dodge.
Both of us?
No, not you.
Okay.
Roll dodge, Watley.
98.
Jesus Christ, my man!
All right. So, Max, why don't you roll dodge for me?
Okay. There you are. I rolled an 82, but I have a lot of luck. Hold on.
It's episode 13 next.
Yeah, well, I'll be fine.
What, are we going to bump heads? Come on.
Listen, dude. You just got hit with acid, okay? I'm being a bit metagamey, but I want to not hit you because I need to treat you like a special vase. I know that much. So I would want to avoid you even beyond like a metagame sense. So I got to use...
You don't dodge. You absorb Whatley.
Okay. No, that's... That's plenty. That's plenty. Yeah, I use enough luck points to bring it down to 47.
Okay.
Which would be a success.
Yeah, at this, you see that Whatley sort of stumbles onto you, and he's still got some of the stuff as it's, like, dripping all over him, but he's also secreting some kind of a fluid that is pushing it off of him, and with your dodge, you can actually get on the ground, and you kind of throw up some dirt and sand in his direction, which... initially probably would have hurt getting it all dirty and gritty and stuff, but it actually absorbs some of the negative stuff that's all over him, and it pills up and falls to the ground. So, Whatley, you are now able to recover a little more quickly.
Ah, Jesus, man. What are you sweating? Your diet is terrible. You wouldn't be sweating like this if you actually ate real food.
Did you just throw dirt at me?
Yeah, because we're gonna bump heads. Did you not see me coming? I'm in the ground. I'm the ground
where
man.
Where the hell
I'm,
were you coming from?
From the fucking Bellamy's Lighthouse, okay? Do you know where you need to go?
I kind of just fell off of Edward's Lighthouse and hit the ground a little rough after being, I don't know, coughed on by Clara, so I'm a little worse for wear.
Okay, Dragon but, Rosie needs a little bit of the old Emily Post Manners book. Okay, I'll buy her one, whether she reads it or not. It doesn't matter, as long as I make an effort. Okay, all right. So she's about to light her lighthouse up. We need to get you in position.
Yeah, that's where I was heading.
Okay, it's a star formation, right? You need to be at, like, the tip of the star to use the lighthouses.
Yep.
Okay. So let's go there. Can you teleport, or do you need as much gas in the tank as possible?
I was just trying to let everything heal. A bit.
I see. Okay, so we need to get you there as fast as possible, and I don't think I could take you into the ground. That's probably not a good idea. And I want to look around, see if there's like a car or a motorcycle or something.
God damn it. Hey guys, where are you going? Did y'all need a ride?
Holy shit!
Oh, I'm glad he didn't run into me.
Oh my god. Yeah, hey, rude boy. Hey, how's it going?
Dang, you've been working out.
Yeah, I know. I put on a few, like, you know, muscle pounds, you know.
I just remember, anyway, like, last week when I picked you up and you're a real, like, scrawny. Like a shrimp.
Yeah, thank you.
Now you're big, like a lobster.
Oh, yes, yeah. Like a big, powerful lobster, bigger than and stronger than a crab, right?
At that point, Edward emerges from the lighthouse like Alexander Skarsgård from Tarzan, shirtless. Is that Rudy?
Are you able to see?
Yeah,
they're on the ground.
They're on the ground and walking. But yeah, I mean, you could see Rudy Yelp and Max and them there.
My anatomy, do I feel like I have more strength than I did before? Like, if I were to jump from the lighthouse, do I think I would land and be okay?
Yeah, I think you'd think that.
I didn't like that you said, I think that.
Clem's right there. Clem is right there.
That's fair. I will then do the, like, Superman jump down where he, like, pounds onto the ground like Henry Cavill with like one knee and one like fist onto the ground, and then like the earth ripples away from me a little bit.
Okay, that works. You don't need to roll for it. That's good.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, what's next, guys?
All right, we need to get Big Dubs over here to the point he needs to be at to be able to fully harness this. Rosie's heading to her lighthouse, gonna light it. Certainly will not come across any issues whatsoever. So I was just trying to get us there as fast as possible. I was looking for a car. There's a car. I was gonna hotwire it and just zip us on over there.
I reach over and touch Edward's chest, one of the woody protrusions. What happened to you? What is this?
Let's just say I'm awakened now. And I know my true purpose. What happened to you? Are you okay?
I'll be there, but I mean, you know, you could carry me.
I reach out and I will place my hand on Watley's shoulders and I will try to funnel some of my healing energy into him. Isn't that what I do? Don't I heal people?
He's a monster, man.
Remember when I tried to heal you?
I don't think, yeah. It,
oh, is that like opposing?
Oh, it's too late now.
So, Watley, Edward places his hand on you, and let me know what happens, Edward.
I will use my anatomy eyes and see where his energy is being blocked, and I try to release his energy.
Watley, you feel this pain over your sciatica. Like, all of your sciatica is immediately eliminated. You're feeling great. You've never had low back issues before today, and today those have gone away. As chiropractor Edward Worthington III takes care of your hot bod. You do, however... You know what? This can't be bad. Edward is good, and he's a lich now. So, yeah, he's doing all sorts of dark magic. So, yeah, you feel 100%. You're feeling good again. In fact, why don't you restore your HP and MP?
Ooh,
let's
nice.
Let's top you up.
I like that.
Yes, Watley loves getting topped up.
Yep. Clara. You arrive at your lighthouse. You are too big.
If I kind of stand on my back legs and prop myself up with the front legs on the lighthouse, mm-hmm. how high am I? Like, can I peek over the top of it?
Yeah, you could see into it.
Okay. And do I see, like, is it completely enclosed or the bowl, is it just sort of out in the open?
I mean, yeah, you could, like, reach out and touch it.
Okay. So it's occurring to me that I don't entirely know how I'm supposed to light this, but I'm not going to ask for help from anyone. So... I'd like to first try, earlier you'd said instead of like a fire breath, I had some sort of like icy cold breath.
Yeah, it's death. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was assuming. So mm-hmm. I would like to, I figure, you know, death, Clara, that goes together. So I'd like to try to light it with my death breath.
Roll power.
82 out of 95.
Okay, so you release your shadow breath and it swirls into this copper bowl and a large black flame erupts from your lighthouse. Everyone on the island
can see as your lighthouse pulls all of the light from the homes, the businesses, the street lamps, and everything into your lighthouse, consuming all of the light on this island, save Edward, Todd, and Bellamy's lighthouse. And then you begin to see, as Bellamy's lighthouse flickers, and her light is drawn to your death flame. Edward, you see that your flames are beginning to arc out of the bowl, and you can also see as Bellamy's and Todd's are arcing out of their bowls as well. And in the epicenter of this area, which you all are pretty close to, save Clara, you see three tips of these fires as they meet in the middle. And Clara's black flame reaches towards them and sucks the light out of all three. It is completely and wholly dark on the island. And that's where we're going to call it.
Oh, no.
Damn it, Steph!
Oh, no.
The bloody phantom.
Just pushed us into the dark age.
Oh, God, no.
You killed Nighthawk. You almost killed Watley.
Almost killed Edward.
Almost killed Edward.
I'm God of Death, you guys. What do you expect?
Apparently.
Killed the flames of our salvation.
Fellas, I'm sensing a problem. I'm sensing a pattern. Perhaps I was suspicious of the wrong person.
What if she's the big bad? What if these are her creatures?
Says the Lich of the Island.
Whoa, I feel like you're putting a negative connotation on the term lich, and
I feel like people are going to need to listen to Take a Knee from the Patreon, because I think we have a lot to talk about.
Sure do. And if you want to hear our Take a Knee, you can go over to Twitter.com, where we have our Patreon linked. Every single time that we record an episode, we talk for about 30 minutes after the fact about what the fuck just happened in the most recent ep. And I'm sure that this ep will be no different. We release those on the same day that we release the podcast. But until then, y'all, we're getting ready for Triskaidekaphobia. Episode 13, historically, doesn't go down well for you. Me, fine. I've come out better. Each time.
Oh,
I do
yeah,
feel like
absolutely.
I gave you a nice setup for starting Triskaidekaphobia, so you're welcome.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone's hard work that they put into this, because I'm excited for next week. If you want to follow the show, you can follow us on Twitter and TikTok, I guess, at St. Paxton Podcast.
I'm at Ben Stonick. That's BenStonick.
You can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
And you can find me anywhere at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica, everywhere the internet is sold to you with ads. So I will see you next time. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to come to our live stream next week's Triskaidekaphobia, yes, episode 13, where we are giving away a Nighthawk and the Crows t-shirt. So be sure to be there, baby.
Yes.
Bye.
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 This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi.
Because I can Eldritch plug myself, right?
Mike!
What?
You are goddamn inappropriate.
If Watley had a lighthouse, it would look like one of those big Hitachi things. I feel like.
100%. Off, high, low. That's it. No additional functions.
Yes.
That's it.